Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It's the Bone Real Raw Radio. Here are the phone numbers anytime you want to be part of the show. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. At Roger and JP, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can send us messages on all of them. Follow us, like us, and then message during the show. If you can't call in, that's good. Roger and JP, Facebook seems to be the most popular choice so far to send us messages. Get them all the time.
His shoulder's shot, man. Jesus. All I did was like lift it up a little bit. It was like, That sucks.
Get that thing ripped open.
I know. I know. I did sell the Jeep yesterday, so I don't have to worry about getting in and out of that thing anymore.
Oh, that was tough on. Oh, you have to grab the OS handle and pull yourself in? And
well,
it hurts
no,
your shoulder?
Just taking the top down. Oh. Taking the top down all the time. That's a young man's game, that Jeep owning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Turns out
that
I sold
the only cool thing about you.
Turns out.
Well, he sold his coolness yesterday.
Yeah.
And another guy picked it up, and now it's his coolness is in that guy's garage. No.
And it turned out I sold it to a dude that was on American Idol.
Wow.
He was the Carrie Underwood year. So early on, like year four, season four. I don't know what season they're up to now, but it was season four, and he was like a top 20 guy.
From Long Island?
Yeah, he was a Long Island guy. Dude, I don't know.
I remember there was a guy from Long Island.
No, because his husband, yep, you heard it.
Oh?
His husband signed all the paperwork. His name is Joey something.
Yeah.
Joseph something.
Was he using American Idol money? Or did he not make any money from Idol? Because he didn't go that far.
He didn't, no, because he made it. It's funny, when he describes it, he says he made it top 10. But when I went and looked at it, when it got to the final 11 or whatever it was, he wasn't there. And then it went up a little bit, and it was like he was the final 10 dudes. So he was in the top 20.
But final 10 guys?
Yes. But I don't.
Not 10 overall.
But again, yeah, you make it from thousands of people to top 20.
Right.
Or something, right? But he never really pulled a music career out of it. He's got some records and stuff. It turns out our sister station here had him on the air a whole bunch of times during.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, they'll milk that. For every cent it's worth.
Of course.
Long Island, Long Island, Long Island. Our own, they'll put it up. You know, they'll milk it for everything.
Yeah.
Joe Morena?
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Hang on. I must Google image him.
M-U-R-E-N-A.
Monica, you were a big Idol person?
Yes.
Or you still are?
Absolutely. So I
like whenever it's on, you'll watch it?
I don't watch it now.
Yeah, I watched this season. This particular one.
I watched that one too because there was like people on there. I'm like, this guy sucks.
I haven't watched it in so long.
Some dude, Fedorov or whatever it was, I was looking at him yesterday. I'm like, that guy made it far and he was awful. I felt like they felt bad for the dude or something.
Well, which one is it? Joe who? There's a
Morena.
M-O-R-E-N-A.
M-U-R-E-N-A.
Thank you.
Search hashtag JP's Jeep, and he'll come right up.
Right.
That's how I sound.
I remember him, absolutely.
Right?
He was a nice kid. Yeah, I remember him, definitely. Wow, that's so long ago, though.
Yep.
Is he from the Bo Bice days?
Same season, yeah.
Oh, that
really?
Is the same season?
Yeah. That's probably the last
Bo
time
Bice.
I watched.
On the second half
Roger
of the...
loved Bo Bice, for
Bo
real.
Bo Bice kicked it
I
with
remember
that song.
That.
What was that song? Real thing?
What'd you just say?
I don't know.
You say he kicked it?
Did I say kicked it?
You say kicked it.
I might have. Joe Bice kicked it with that song.
He did.
Real thing?
I don't know.
After, but... when he actually came out with stuff?
He had like a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Some side. He was a nice guy.
He came up on my my time hop the other day where I met him. He came to like, you know how they do concerts in the little theater type of thing? He did that at the country station I worked at.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now he's a singer for... Oldies band now. You like what goes up must come down.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I think so. I think he's there.
He's the guy singing for Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah.
That's what he turned that thing into.
He could be their grandson.
This is that single that you're talking about, Roger.
Yeah, he was like a southern rock dude, right?
Kinda. Yeah.
So long ago.
Every single day, I feel it.
Bo Bice.
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Monica, he kicked it on this one.
I wish you would explain to me what that means, because it's too hip for me, Roger.
Right.
I listen to this, and I'm dead, Monica. Just dead.
Is it good, period?
Listen to that. Listen to that hook. What a hit.
Yeah. I got $500 if you look at the writer's credits. His name's not on it.
Right, right. Let's see, Bo. Whose song should we have you remake?
He gave me a lot of head.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Did you watch that that thing I told you to watch yet? The Adam Lambert and Queen thing?
I did not. I did not.
So good.
I'm too engrossed in Breaking Bad for the third time. I'm almost done, though. I'm in season five. I'm almost done.
I see. I was never an Adam Lambert fan, but they did a documentary on Queen with Adam Lambert and how the whole thing came about and how it's like how and the evolution of it. It was really good. It makes you like the kid. It really does. Because, you know, and he comes out and he, like, in the very beginning of the whole thing, he's like, you know, I knew everybody's going to come out, you know, but he's, you know, I knew I was going to go out there and they're all going to say, even if it was great, they're all going to be like, well, he's no Freddie Mercury. He's like, well, there's one. Yeah, there's nobody. He's like, I literally had the biggest shoes to fill in the history of rock and roll. As far as frontman goes, he's like, I literally had the biggest shoes to fill.
You know, there's movies and there's things that never should be redone. I always felt like that shouldn't be redone, which is why my mental block toward him is so big.
They bring in all these rock stars, all these other musicians that comment on it and what the job took for him to be able to pull off and how he's pulled it off. And, you know, Taylor Hawkins is in it a whole bunch of times. There's a whole bunch of musicians in there. So anyway, whether you like Queen or Adam Lambert, the whole story is actually really, really good. It was a good documentary. I watched it twice.
Well, if Bo Bice likes it, I'll watch it.
Bo Bice?
If he gives it two thumbs up.
Who was the other guy? Wasn't it the other guy? Was he the same year the dude that thought he was Michael McDonald?
Oh, I was thinking Constantine.
Taylor Hicks?
Hicks. Yeah. No, because he won. So I think it was like a year or two later.
Well, this is the early, those are the early, like first three, 4 seasons, right? We're talking about?
Yeah.
With these names?
Yeah, he
won. When was Maroulis?
He won. He was like the dude with gray hair. I'm like, think about this guy with gray hair win this thing?
He was good, though.
But he was a kid. He was just early gray. Like, he was 20-something, and he had gray hair.
Wow.
Yeah, he was 29 when he won. He looked like he was 49. Yeah.
Right. He sure did.
He was the next season five.
I wonder, you know, it's funny. It's all about image. I wonder if they purposely made him not dye his hair. You know?
Well, help opens up people's minds. Not, you know, everybody can't be polished on American Idol. You're supposed to be a rookie, right? You're supposed to be an amateur.
But, dude, I took, what the hell was the name?
They shouldn't polish
the one that did Dreamgirls.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson should have won the whole thing.
Dude, I took so much heat. When Jennifer Hudson was on it, I said, "There's no way she's gonna win. She's too big."
That's rude.
But it was. It's not just about the voice. It's about the entire package.
True.
And America at that point, I said it. There was no way in hell she's gonna win. And it's not because she's not the most talented one up there. If she doesn't win, it's gonna be because she's too big. And the best thing that ever happened to her was, she went out at like number 11 or something, if I remember correctly.
Right. I think she was top five, I want to say.
Was she that far? I didn't.
Yeah, she
What's his name? Went out like 11. The dude, Daughtry. Why do I know all this?
Did he really?
You know a lot about.
Yeah, you do.
American
but
Idol.
when she went out early, I'm like, that's the best thing that ever happened to her. She's got her whole career and she owns it.
Yeah. She was seventh.
Yeah, okay. She owns it. Once you're so out of that top, I think it's when you're out of the top five, they don't have. They don't own you.
And Brett Daughtry finished that low?
I think he might have been top five, too. Let's see.
I thought it went out.
He was number five. Win, he was five.
Was he?
Fourth in season five.
He showed them. The voters had no idea. I mean, look at the career he put together.
I mean, you talk about weight with the girls. Rupert Studdard won.
Right.
He was a big dude.
Dude, I understand.
And he won
it's different.
Season two.
I know, but it's different. I'm not saying it's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying it's the same way now.
No, it's definitely not. People
are talking about you're talking about 10 years ago, and now you got Lizzo going out there and just crushing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, Lizzo would not be out there crushing stuff. Missy Elliott went out and like starved herself. She started out and she was a big girl, and then all of a sudden she just dropped all that weight, and then everything took off. It was insane. And I'm not saying it's right. It was just reality at that time. But I don't think it's the same way now.
Meanwhile,
I think if Jennifer Hudson went up against the same people now, she'd kick all their asses.
Well, hang on. How do you explain Ruben Studdard winner number two?
Did you hear what I said?
No.
I said it's different for men and women. Well, it just is. I'm not. And again, I'll repeat it. I'm not saying it's right. It just is. For whatever reason.
What is the reason?
I don't know. I don't know.
But it's not anymore. It just isn't.
I don't think it is so much
anymore. Adele was one of the first, maybe 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. But now she gets skinny now? After,
right.
After she's super successful as a heavy girl?
After she got divorced.
Yeah, well. Well, I mean, that's a good thing.
I do believe they call it in TMZ nowadays a revenge body.
I can't believe I watched 10 seasons of American Idol.
I'm
going through all the winners here.
I know.
I'm like, I watched that. They're in season 20 now?
Jesus.
Right? 19?
See, we watched
20?
It when the girls were in high school, and that was the thing. And then after that, we faded away from it. So I probably watched the first 5-6 seasons, whatever it is.
Right.
And that was it.
I couldn't stop. I would, like, lived for it. Like,
yeah.
It was everything to me.
Like, it was good.
But you know what? Like, I felt like they burnt out the whole, oh, we got to show the guys that really sucked, the William Hungs and everything else.
Right.
You know, they burned that.
Yeah, but it was so big, they were even making them stars. Like, the show was just gigantic.
What did
I,
like
I don't know. You just get tired of it.
What did William Hung do? What was it? She Bangs. Is that what it was?
Kid was awesome.
I didn't like that movie.
No, he wasn't.
Was.
Kid
was. Still is.
Kid was awful.
And that kid lit it up.
He kicked it.
William Hung kicked it, and She Bangs.
She Bangs.
I mean, can't argue with this.
She moves. I go crazy because she looks like it blows. Like
God, it's horrible.
Like
thanks to William Hung.
Hey, bro. I'm really freaking trash. Yo, dude. Why are you being a dick? It's balls. Don't be a dick, bro.
Thank you, William Hung, for the inspiration.
Right. Nice.
And he laid the groundwork for Gangnam Style, and here we are. And you did too, Brett, with your She Bangs balls.
No, that was all him. That part was him.
Oh, way to give up the credit. It's very nice.
Dude, you talk about taking advantage of people.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I don't know how much money he ended up making off of that whole thing. I have no idea. But you're just talking about taking advantage of
exploitation.
100% they exploited the hell out of that kid.
That's sad. I never liked that part of it. Like when the very, very beginning before all the top 20 and all of that, and when they would throw in those people and I didn't watch the first week just so that whole that stuff would get out of it. And then let's get down to what we're supposed to be doing, which is singers.
Mm. I mean, it was funny when they were doing it with William Hung in the very beginning, and then they realized they had something. They did it for a little while. It was okay. But then it was like the same joke over and over and over again.
But is it exploiting him if people love him and they're buying his records? Like, is that exploiting him?
Hold on. When you put him on the air and he sucks and you know you're using him as the butt is one thing. But when somebody said, you know what? American Idol made this guy popular enough. Let me take him to a studio. Let me continue to let him be the butt of the joke. Let me make him sign a really crappy record deal and see what this thing sells. And
how crappy was it? He didn't make any money? How do you know that? I mean, the kid probably made money. Does he have no brain? Does he not realize what he's doing? Of course he does. He knows what he's doing.
I think he made a few albums, too.
Yeah.
I mean, was he any kind of on the spectrum or anything like that? Like, were people really taking advantage of him?
The elevator definitely didn't go all the way to the top.
What do you think his net worth is? I have the answer.
$500,000.
Is it 1.2?
In between. So you have $600,000.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know how they come up with that.
Right.
It's almost like the less money they have, the tougher it is to guess.
His net worth could be coming from a job where he put money into a 401k and it's, you know, investments that he made off that album. It doesn't tell. I don't know.
Hey, whatever. He's got a start in life.
Whatever.
Or whatever he's doing
now.
How
old is he, Brent?
37.
I wonder if he's still touring singing She Bangs as the opener and the closer.
It was supposed to be a huge tour this year, too. He's going to do arenas and then everything got canceled.
COVID.
Oh, COVID.
He was going to open up for the newly revamped, Menudo.
What a tour.
Sucks, dude. Well, there was supposed to be a show where the guy, I never remember his name, Saved by the Bell, Slater, what's his name?
Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Mario Lopez was going to do a reality show where they were going to build the next Menudo. Menudo is a kids band.
Yeah.
It's a pop band. But what happens was they were based out of Puerto Rico and it went on for a very long time. And as the kids hit puberty, they aged out of the band. So it would just keep going and going and going. And then Ricky Martin came out of Menudo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I guess it just finally went away. After that, but they were trying to relaunch it. I saw the commercial for it. I was like, oh, Jesus. So
good. Monica, are you into these guys, or is this not one of the boy bands you liked?
I did not.
No. I don't think you've ever mentioned them, but that's why I asked.
Puerto Ricans and Mexicans don't get along.
Is that what it is?
That's another one. Stereotype. That is very true. That's a stereotype.
Is it really?
I don't. Oh, absolutely. That's,
I was just making that
that's
up.
That's the biggest beef right there, Mexicans. But I don't participate in that. But that is. I remember being a kid, and my grandma and my mom, even to some degree, us Puerto Rican. Like, just it's
wow.
It's ugly, racist, bad, brown on brown horribleness. Like, it's
I wish I remembered his name. I was watching Joe Rogan last night. I was watching an episode, and he had some dude on who was born in Mexico but was legally becoming an American citizen, married a woman, has an American child, lives here. Yeah. I don't remember, don't know what he did for a living, whatever, but went through the whole thing to become an American citizen, like, legally, the right way. And they started talking about what he likes about America, what he doesn't like about America, what he, you know, about being a Mexican. And one of the lines he said, I forgot what it was in reference to, but he said, a Mexican's worst enemy is another Mexican.
What?
And I found that really interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why? Elaborate, please.
I really couldn't. I was trying to. I was in the middle of falling asleep.
Sorry.
I was.
Sorry, and the Mexicans are boring.
He just said,
you.
No. It's not that the Mexicans are boring. I was exhausted.
Here's the most important facts about Mexico.
And he just said that line, and I just thought it was interesting. You know, and I guess it's how, you know, Monica, how, like, especially at younger ages, girls can be really mean to other girls.
Yes, that is true.
I guess maybe it's the same kind of thing.
Huh.
It was the same kind of thing, or maybe he was too...
Like bullying of each other?
Right, if you don't... I don't know, if you're making more than another Mexican, if you're too successful, then you're not really. I don't know what the whole story
line,
was.
Probably.
I just found it to be an interesting line. I'm not going to sit here.
Hey, quick, before we go to break, Rico Suave has been waiting on line one. Speaking of men with pure Mexican blood, hello, Rico Suave.
It's Frico.
Frico. Well, he's written.
First of all, Roger, I'm not in any way Mexican. Not that there's anything wrong with being Mexican, but I am not. I'm just wanting to make that clear.
I was completely joking, Frico. How are you?
There's only room for one Mexican queen on the show, and that's Monica. Don't get it twisted. I am a queen, though.
What kind of queen are you, though? What are you? Are you Irish?
I'm Cuban, Spanish, and Italian.
There you go.
I'm Sicilian on my mother's side.
That's a really cool combo.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate that. Y'all were talking about American Idol. My ex-boyfriend was on American Idol season six. I think it was season six.
Oh. Who was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lázaro Arbós.
Whoa.
Did you dump him because he lost?
Rude.
No. I dumped him because there was just, what do they say? The legal term of art is irreconcilable differences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. How long were you guys together?
Yeah.
Say his name again.
We dated for almost a year or so.
Okay.
Say his name again, but in a bastardized American way.
Lázaro. Arbós.
Arbós.
Oh, look at that singer. He comes right up. Yeah. Oh, I remember him. This was your boyfriend?
It was, yes.
Wow. Did he? Have
were you guys
name?
Dating while he was on Idol? Like, you were almost a year. Was that right during the meat of the career?
We met when he was on Idol.
Wow. Did you go searching him out?
He found me. I think he found me on Facebook. I don't remember how it happened. I think I liked something he posted on Facebook. I don't know. Wow. And it all happened really fast. And then next thing you know, I'm flying out to Los Angeles and went to the show a couple times. It was a good time.
Would it hurt you if I played some of his music right now?
Oh, no.
I wouldn't care in the slightest, Brett.
All right. Well, here we go. Down in
a bottle. Did he sing to you?
Too Latino for me. I'm out.
Seriously.
The way that it was and could have been so lost. I'll never get over you.
Frico Suave.
Frico, listen.
I'll never get over you.
I would have dumped him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like at any wedding.
I like Roger's harmony of my name, Frico Suave, though. That was beautiful.
What was beautiful? That's Roger's version?
When, when Roger harmonized Frico Suave, I probably would have kept Lázaro around if he would have sang Come On Eileen. Right.
There you go, Frico.
You come on Eileen.
I love y'all.
Later, bro.
All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 105 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. That song sounds like a ripoff of You Never Knew You Were My Hero.
Exactly.
The remix.
I love this song.
That'll be stuck in your head.
It's so wrong how much I love this song now. I love how it's the exact opposite, Roger. Like, you're like, oh, dear God, Come On Eileen. Yeah. And then we'll talk about Kathy. If there was a Come On Kathy song, it'd be hysterical.
Come on, Kathy! Like everybody else did last night. Well, Kathy!
Well, Roger, JP, it's one.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.